Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here with us is Des Cahill. Morning to you, Des.
Morning, Rachel. Once again, Cheltenham threw up a great story in the last race. It wasn't live on telly. A lot of people would have missed it. We'll hear about that in a moment. But to last night's action, and Liverpool are out of the Champions League after losing 1-0 at Real Madrid. They go out 6-2 on aggregate. Karim Benzema scored the only goal 12 minutes from the end. That's his 89th Champions League goal. The Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp, had no complaints afterwards.
Real Madrid was too good tonight. They controlled the game like they wanted. They had the better chances. And you have to, in football always, you have to respect what the opponent is doing. I have no problem with that. We couldn't. That was not a performance for a miracle. So I think if the game is a 0-0, it would be fine. We could have scored a goal, but Ali had to make two sensational saves to deny them. So I think the right team went through, and that's all about in the knockout stages. If you want to have a miracle, you have to play better. Or against a different opponent. Tonight, Real Madrid deserved to go through.
Napoli also advanced to the last eight. They beat Eintracht Frankfurt 3-0 to go through on a 5-0 aggregate. In the English Premier League, Brighton beat Crystal Palace 1-0, a Solly March goal after 15 minutes. And the bottom club, Southampton, who had been on a bit of a good run, lost 2-0 at home to Brentford. In the Championship, the runaway leaders Burnley won 3-1 at Hull City. Sheffield United stay second thanks to a 2-1 victory at Sunderland. Luton and Blackburn Rovers remain in the playoff places thanks to wins over Bristol City and Reading, respectively. Lots of games tonight. The big game here is the County Louth Derby as Drogheda United host Dundalk. In the Europa League, Manchester United take a 4-1 lead to Spain to play Real Betis. Arsenal are level at 2-2 going into their home game with Sporting Lisbon. And in the Europa Conference, West Ham have a 2-goal lead against Larnaca. Now, Ireland go into day 3 of the Cheltenham Festival, boosted by another 5 winners yesterday. That's 10 so far. Willie Mullins had a big double with Impere Pass and Energumene. Other winners were Gordon Elliott's Delta Work and Mascaca, trained by Henry de Bromhead. But there were great scenes after the last race, the bumper. A win for County Waterford. The celebrations led by one of RTÉ's racing team, Brian Gleeson, who'd be known to many people here. His teenage son, John, piloted JP McManus's horse, A Dream to Share, to victory for John Kiley. Now, the contrast between the trainer and the jockey is what catches the eye here. The great John Kiley, the trainer, will be 86 years of age in May. He's a fantastic man. But his jockey, John Gleeson, is only preparing for his leaving cert. And that was far from his mind when he spoke with Racing TV afterwards.
That just happened. I can't believe it.
So talk me through it. Tell me blow by blow.
Yeah, look, we kind of set out to keep it simple. We thought the ground was a bit poached everywhere, but we thought outside it was maybe slightly better, and we decided to take our time on the ground. It's quite holding. And we did that, and it was so smooth. He did it so well.
And it looked quite rough on your inside, but you were fine sailing through. Did you see the roughness?
To be honest, I didn't. I didn't see any of it. I was smooth sailing the whole way. I kind of followed Patrick, got a lovely toe into it, and it just worked out so perfectly.
It really did. It's like a dream world, isn't it, the way it has?
It is. I just cannot believe it, Lydia. You know, just to be here at the festival, I can't believe it. It's unreal.
And tell me how you prepared for this.
Just the same as we did for Leopardstown, really. You know, John Kiley, to have a winner for John at the Cheltenham Festival, I can't. That man is so good to me, and at his age, and he just keeps me so cool, and there was no pressure. And to Mr. McManus as well, for giving me the opportunity and keeping the ride, I'm very grateful.
Yes, and was that always going to happen?
Mr. McManus was very generous. He said, I definitely keep the ride here today. And, you know, it's great. There was no pressure from him, and it's brilliant.
That's so great. After you've done all the work in putting the horse together to get to this point.
Yeah, it's very, very special. We're a small team at home. David, Lois, Tommy, John, Sean Mack. We know we're a small team, but we do very well. We try our best to get to the big stage and to win. I can't believe it.
Quite a story for him, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's like his dad too. He's not short of a few words.
He's not. Or his granddad, who would have taken great pleasure in that. Anyway, later in the programme, we'll be going live to Cheltenham to preview today's feature Grade 1 races, the Novices Chase, the Ryanair Chase and the Stayers Hurdle. Obviously, Strong Irish Challenge. And ahead of Saturday's big Grand Slam rugby match, we'll hear from Ireland's Peter O'Mahony.